Andrew Schneider on KRLS Radio here with the Dutch Dozen, as I've just apparently coined them. Pella's boys baseball team, the seniors, all joining us here, guys, who we've had an opportunity to watch for years. I'll have each of you introduce yourself and tell me one thing you're looking forward to most about the season.
I'm Lake Cowman, and I'm most looking forward to winning.
I'm Brandon Knox, and I'm looking forward to playing with my friends.
I'm Lincoln Kosser, and I'm looking for Applebee's after the wins.
There we go.
I'm Lucas Jablonski, and I'm looking forward to just playing some ball.
I'm Landon Bethards, and I'm looking forward to hanging out with my friends.
I'm Isaiah Kettler, and I'm looking forward to winning the state championship.
I'm Ryan Howard, I'm ready for wins.
I'm Drew Fuller, and I'm looking forward to playing ball with my boys.
I'm Aaron Dixon, I'm looking forward to all the potential we have this year.
Right. I'm Nathan Carey, and I'm looking forward to competing with my friends.
I'm Anderson Sherman, and I'm just looking forward to compete.
I'm Nathan Vandalin, and I'm looking forward to keeping it rolling.
This is the biggest interview, by the way, we've done on today's Lately Radio Sports page. So I'll come on down. I feel like I'm like a leader or something walking in the dugout here. But for each of you, what would you say is one or two of the keys to having that special season? You guys all talked about wins a lot. What are some of the keys or things that you guys think you need to do over the next month and a half to put yourself in a position to end July in Sioux City and have a chance for a title?
I think we should keep strengthening our relationships with each other. We've been playing for each other for a long time, so that's kind of like one of our strong suits, I'd say. But I think just really binding together and just being some dogs.
Yeah, I would say just doing what we know we can do. We obviously know what we have what it takes, but we just got to do it.
Yeah, I would say we just got to continue to work. Even when things are going our way, we got to continue to get better and work harder.
I'm going to build off what Lake said and how we said we should. Like, we've all been playing together, but I think we also got to, like, incorporate all the younger guys that are playing with us and just get them used to the program.
Well, I guess I'll switch the question here just because, you know, we don't want to say everybody's saying the same thing. What have you guys been working on this offseason to really take it to the next level? Because most of the entire team is back this year.
Doing the little things right. I'd say cleaning up, like Landon said, the little things like base running and just defense in general. And if we can do all those things right, then puts us in a good spot.
We've all been in the weight room getting bigger and stronger and doing all the little things right.
I would agree with Ryan. I mean, everyone's been putting in a ton of work in the weight room and, just doing those little things.
Well, I guess I'll shift it up again here. And, you know, Lucas had mentioned getting younger guys incorporated. Obviously, you're a pretty close-knit group of seniors, but how important has it been to incorporate some of those juniors and sophomores, especially some that have been having some big moments? And how are you as leaders trying to bring them aboard?
I think it's really important. We have a lot of skill in those freshmen through juniors, and with 12 of us graduating after this year, we really got to make sure program is headed in a good direction after we're gone.
I think it's really important to teach Hayes, Samuel, and Tegan, the returning varsity contributors, like how to lead a team and how to be a part of a good team.
Yeah, the younger guys, it's really important as a team that everyone's on the same page, and it's kind of cliche, but like your team is only as strong as the weakest person, so right, we need to have everyone working together and being strong to really achieve our goals, so that's kind of the biggest thing for me.
I think one of the biggest things that we can like leave for the younger guys is setting a good example, showing what good leadership looks like, and showing that as a senior class, that role model leadership group of how that they can act once we're gone, and putting that foundation in place for them.
Here with the Dutch Dozen of Pella baseball seniors getting ready for their season starting next week. And you guys have played baseball together a long time, not just here at Pella, but obviously travel ball and all the above. It's kind of on the spot, but what are some of your favorite memories and moments with this class, and what does it mean to be going out with this group?
I think a lot of just like the time we spent off the field as well as on the field. I think that bus rides are really, really good time to bond with guys, and it's really fun.
Yeah, we pretty much grew up on two different travel ball teams, so just competing against each other was a lot of fun, and it built up that competitiveness within the squad.
Yeah, I would say we do things out of games, and we have team meals, so it's a great bonding experience. We often compete there, too, but just eating together is always a good time.
Yeah, I would say team meals for me is probably one of my favorite things. It gives us a time to reset and just get ready for the week that's coming.
I'm going to give a specific example. Freshman year when we went to state and we stayed in that hotel, I thought that was really fun to bond and join as a team.
Yeah, you guys have been together ever since.
I'm going to say the same thing as Landon. I just think going to state is really fun, and it, I don't know, just what you work for, and that makes everything a lot better.
I'm going to say team bus rides, keeping it loose, and also Applebee's after the game is pretty fun.
I was about to say, Team Bus Ride, is there a go-to song, playlist or something here for the season?
Oh,
that's a loaded question. We can get
Paint boss, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We'll hear plenty of that this summer.
I would say that the best part is just, like, team meals and eating together at, like, Applebee's after games.
I've loved all the bonding we've done outside of being on the field, whether it's team meals, bus rides, all that stuff is really fun and connects us all.
I've really enjoyed just playing with my friends and competing and winning with them. It's been very enjoyable for the last 3 years, and this year I'm excited for it.
High school memories, I mean, I agree with a lot of the guys. The outside stuff, Applebee's is fun, and also just winning and going to state and hopefully winning state this year, that's all really fun. But even going back further, a lot of us played on the all-star team that went to state when we were, I think we were all in fourth grade, and so that was just really fun, and a lot of us guys kind of had that experience, so even going all the way back then, that's one of my favorite memories.
I'm pretty sure I interviewed members of that team, yeah. So make me feel really old. Thank you, I appreciate it.
I would say one of my favorite memories outside of the game of baseball would probably be a specific example is a team sleepover and some of the high-stake pool games that would go down there.
Awesome. Well, as you guys alluded to, you got one big goal, and some of you already answered a question about this, so try to mix it up a little bit. But, you know, there's still 8 weeks, 9 weeks of season between now and having that opportunity to play for a state championship. As you think about that, how special would it be for you to win a title with this group, and how have you kind of visualized what that could look like coming up that last week of July?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's really just the Cinderella story. I think that, I mean, we've played baseball together for so long that it's kind of all been building up to this season, I feel like. I feel like there's a lot of emphasis on this being, like, kind of the season for us, and we just got to go out and prove it.
Yeah, we've set all of our goals, and we're just taking it one day at a time. And once we get there, it'll be really cool, but we just got to make sure we get there.
Yeah, kind of like what Lake said, we've been together for a while now, and it was kind of special. We had two different travel teams for our grade, so it's just like we knew something big would be coming. So it just would be nice to live it all out.
I think it'd be fantastic just to bring this program its first title in history. So,
well, I think it'll be the perfect ending to all of us playing together for so long.
I think it'd be really fun, but we just can't get ahead of ourselves. Got to take it one day at a time. Things like rankings and that, we just can't get ahead of ourselves.
Go along with Lucas. I think it'd be amazing. Give him his first state title in baseball. It'd be a good step for the program.
I say we've had some good years, huh?
Yeah.
Going back to what Lincoln said with the two travel teams, we used to play each other, and I would always think, wow, when this team comes together, it could be something special.
Yeah, along with a lot of the other guys, we played on two different travel teams, so I've always had hope for us when we come together, and it's great to see it all have a chance to pay off here coming up.
I think it'd be special to the alumni and the future of this program that people would be very, like, appreciative and happy for the program if we were to bring home the first state title to Pella.
So. Yeah, it would just kind of tagging on. It'd be really special. I mean, since freshman year, I think we've all kind of known that as we grow up and get older and go through high school, we're going to become a lot better. And just to finish off this year with a state title would mean the world to us.
I think it would be really special to us, and I think our parents and our coaches, to finally see the success of all the hard work we've been putting in over these last like 8 or 9 years and see that just final product kind of finally coming to us.
Well, we'll see how fun that is. Starting next week, the Pella baseball team opens. Our opening broadcast will come the following week. Gentlemen, good to interview all 12 of you at once. The Dutch Dozen appreciate your time and looking forward to seeing you play this summer, and hopefully I'll be with you in Sioux City at the end of July. Thank you.
Thank you.